Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And away we go with another beautiful Saturday.
Yo, yo, we're here on Saturday having a good time. It's great weather. And we're having fun.
We're going to hang with some beautiful weather all the way through the rest of January.
I love it.
It's going to be very nice out there. So we have the original Safer Money Specialist on air. That is Ron Grant going into his ninth year.
Yep, coming up in March. It'll be 9 years with you.
It's like planning for the Rose Parade. The party is going to be epic.
Oh, my God,
it is going
yes.
to be epic.
I probably won't be able to get up for a week.
Yes, it will be a celebration of 9 years on the air with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Good news is, and you've been doing this for quite some time now, the show is also put online.
Yeah.
So people can find it there. The way you listen to Ron Grant, the Safer Money Solution Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, click on the LA Talk Radio icon, boom. The magic of the internet. You have Ron Grant wherever you go.
All the time, every day.
Anyway. And that's what we need. So what's going on? What's happening? Anything fun, unusual, interesting?
No, I'm thinking about going to the car show tomorrow over in Oxnard. I went a couple years ago. This is their second annual, I guess. Now, I don't know if the first year they did it. I think they just did it for a car show. But now it's based on the Ventura Strong. So it's a charity. They're going to be doing it. In fact, we might as well tell you about it. If you want to head over there tomorrow, it's at the Detail Garage. And it's 2001 Williams Drive, Suite 417. It's from 11 to 4. And if you want to have more information, you can give them a call, 661-332-5786. We've been doing that all week. And, the bottom line is it's for charity. So hopefully you'll come out. You see some nice iron. This guy, the detail shop that he has in there, he uses a lot of products in there. There's some good stuff. They even have some training on how to wax your car and buff your car and do stuff.
And there is an art to this.
There is.
Especially when you're dealing with the classics. You got to be careful. Different paint, different times.
Oh, yeah.
Different. If you can't make that, just watch The Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off.
How to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, I don't even use a buffer on my cars. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of burning the paint.
That's
right. I do everything by hand. And I know those guys, it's an art. So, if you get a chance, come on over and check out the rides.
Yes, and improve your strength and kung fu skills by
I don't know about that.
How long does it take you to wax a truck?
Well, I clay bar it first, and then I put a couple, then I do a conditioner.
The entire car is at the clay bar? You actually do the whole surface?
Yeah, whole surface, because that takes the impurities out of the paint, and now it's ready to wax. So I spend about probably 3 hours by the time I get done, something like that. Yeah, it's not.
How many times a year?
I do at least twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yeah, because it's garage. The classics are garage, so it's okay. My street truck, I probably do 4 times a year. The outside, because it's not parked in the garage.
So. It's brutalized by Mother
weather.
Nature.
Yeah,
the
Mother
harsh
nature.
Weather of Southern California.
that's
the
true.
Issue. Well, the things we learn. So that's happening tomorrow. You might get yourself out there.
I may get out there, yes.
If somebody would like to meet with you, again, we did dinners for so many years, and the dinners span from Santa Barbara throughout to Ventura County, hit all the big cities here, and we were just from Simi Valley up to Ventura. We were in the towers one time, and just all over the place. Some great dinners. Those were in big groups. Now you do a one-on-one, and you have a nice gift for somebody that would like to meet with you at their home or at your office.
Yeah, a lot of people won't attend a public workshop for whatever reason, and that's fine. And so, if you meet with me one-on-one, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe, where you can't lose the principal, can't lose the gains, get a reasonable range of return. We can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. And that's important. Back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got a zero. And a zero is always, always better than a loss. Guaranteed. In fact, I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing my clients any money. We're also going to show you how to stop paying the fees to the 401k company, the 403b company, the IRAs, the financial planners, and the stockbrokers. These are all fee. They're fee-driven, and the situation is that that's how they stay in business. It's out of your pocket. You know, my clients and I don't like that, so we don't use those products. Plus, we don't like risk. You know, full of fees and risk. Our stuff is that I have is no fees in most cases. There's some riders that you can put on, income riders. Some companies offer income riders without a fee. A lot of companies don't. They charge fees. So we want to make sure that you're protected. So sleep at night, get a reasonable range of return, a guaranteed lifetime income, all while paying no fees to take away from your returns. This is important. I want you to go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and there's a great website that I have at the top up there. You're going to see next to my picture that you can click onto. It's called the 401k Recession, and it's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft. If you own a 401k, a 403b, etc., you should be looking at this video for sure. And then I also have another website on my website. It's called iwantincomeforlife.com. Click onto the link. It'll take you over there. You get a 1-minute video you can watch. And then download my free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. If you're getting ready to retire this year or in the next 3 to 4 years, it's important that you take a look at that. And, of course, you can always call me, 805-660-1313, and let me help you get that money in a safer place. You know, if you'd like to sleep at night knowing that you can't lose your principal, can't lose your gains, this is what I do. This is what I've done for myself. This is what I do for my clients. And I think it's important because, you know, the problem is many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement. But most of them might be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in the traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. So if you're in the Wall Street casino, now might be a good time to talk to me and see if we can help you keep it safer.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Read. Yep. Make sure you're informed.
Knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Make sure you are informed. And when you meet with Ron, you will have those questions answered. It's simple, but there's still questions.
Yeah.
It's not a big it's a funny thing to say. It's not complex, but there are things you need to know. And that's it. And if you go to anyone, ask questions, please. Yeah.
Well, you got to. And if they don't want to answer, anybody that you're talking to doesn't want to answer your questions to
red light should
be flashing out. You know, leave the office or ask them to leave your home. You know, a lot of times people talk over your head. You know, a lot of these financial planner guys and stockbrokers have initials after their names. We call them alphabet. And they like to hose you down with their knowledge, you know, just blow you down with that fire hose of knowledge. Don't let them do that. You know, I'm a consumer also, and when I want to buy something and I want to get educated, I want to know, I have questions, I want to get them answered so that I can understand them. And that's important. But like Spence said, ask the questions, find out, you know, can I lose any money? How can I lose any money? Will I lose any money? What kind of fees am I paying? Who do the fees go to? How are the fees derived? These are things that are very important. And a lot of people that I meet with don't ask those questions. And unfortunately, they're ended up, suffering. They've lost money and they've lost principal and they've lost gains. So make sure you're not one of those.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We always like it when you take notes. So we want to hear from you, obviously, making an appointment with Ron. But we also want you to take notes. So grab a pen, get some paper. We're going to be back with Ron Grant in just 60 seconds.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We had that crazy blood dog, Wolf Moon, last week. And A little bit of rain and then beautiful weather that we're having today. So go on out there and enjoy and have yourself a good, good time, because that's what the weekends are for. Thank you for tuning in here to the original Safer Money Solution Show with Ron Grant. Let's get straight to it here and let's talk about working people. That's what our audience is, a bunch of people out there working, just making ends. When they do make that huge mistake with their retirement savings, what are those mistakes that some thinking they're doing good, they are saving money, mm-hmm. but where are the errors? Where do they occur?
Well, any time that you go into a product, Spence, that is in risk, in my opinion, especially if you're 50 or over, there's a chance that you could lose what you worked hard for. Just, you know, back in 08, for instance, you know, trillions of dollars were lost to, you know, 50, 60, 65-year-olds. And, you know, the thing is that people have not planned for this. You know, it's a traditional thing. It's, well, everybody's doing it. You know, we offer 401ks at our work. We offer 403bs, et cetera. And there are other ways to do it. You can certainly open up a 401k, especially if you're getting a match. I mean, a match is free money. We never want to give up free money. Then what I do is I take that 401k, we roll it over, and we put make it an IRA where it's safe, where you can't lose the principal, can't lose the gains. Get a reasonable range of return, and we pay no fees. You know, the question for everyone is do you have a lifetime guaranteed income that is out of the risk and fees with what you put your money in right now? And if you don't know that question, then you need to go back to the person that helped you with the 401k or the 403b, et cetera, and ask the tough questions. You know, can I get a guaranteed lifetime income that I can count on that's going to be there the same amount or maybe grow it, but I can't lose it? And I would say that the big percentage of it is, if it's in Wall Street, that you can't do that. You might be able to get some income, but it won't be steady income. It won't be income that you can count on, because if you're in the market, market goes up, market goes down, market goes up, market goes down. Will you outlive your money in your 401k? Ask them that. Say, hey, can I outlive my money here in the 401k? Or if we have some major years that are bad, can I lose my money? And, you know, think about this. Wall Street's lost your money, not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And then ask them this. How bad will the next 08 affect my retirement living based on the money I've given you, John or Mary, you know, or 401k company? How will that affect my living? And, again, you're in risk. And when the risk takes over, then you lose capital. You lose not only your principal, but you lose what gains that you earned. And this is something that people don't really think about in the 401k mentality or the 403b mentality, because they say, well, gosh, I'm 40 years old. I'm not going to retire till I'm 65. I got 25 years, you know, of putting money in and building money and building the pot. And, you know, most of the money that's grown in the 401ks is the money you put in, folks. It's not so much money what the account has made in the past or it will make in the future. And it's important that you do that. It's kind of called longevity planning. You know, according to the Stanford Center for Longevity, individuals living today will exceed the average life expectancy of those in the 20th century by additional 30 years. 30 years when you retire. Have you planned for that? If you're in Wall Street, Wall Street's going to go up and down many times in the 30 years. How can you have a consistent living? How can you live consistently with your bills, with your assets, with taking care of you and your family? It's pretty tough. It really is. And, you know, I've said this before. If you're going to stay here on the coast area, Southern California anyway, you're going to need approximately 80% of what you're currently making right now to live here in retirement. Now, you want to move to Tennessee, you could probably go down to 60%. But that's what it is. And if you haven't planned for that in something that is not risky and it can't blow up at any time, you know, that's why they call it gambling, because it could blow up at any time. You could lose everything you have in that 401k, that 403b, etc., because of what you've done. You know, the thing is, you want to protect those retirement assets, and insured solutions can help protect from the risk. I mean, let's take a look at fire insurance. You know, some of you people out there own your own home outright. That's great. Let's say it's worth $500,000, which I don't think is out of line here in Southern California, especially Ventura County. And if you don't have a mortgage, you don't really need to carry fire insurance, but hopefully you do. Yet there's a 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn to the ground, but you've protected it. You transferred the risk. Yeah, you moved it over to an insurance company. Chance of a car accident, you know. Again, state of California mandates that we must carry car insurance. But there's a 1 out of 240 chance you're going to totally level your car. But you've transferred that risk. How about this? 26% chance of market loss in your retirement. Performance information, you know, over a period of time. But what myself and my clients have done is we've transferred that over to an insurance company, too, on a good fixed indexed annuity. And that way we can't lose our principal, we can't lose our gains, and we get a reasonable range of return. So the question is are you really ready for retirement? You know, now more than ever, you want to think about protecting a portion of your retirement assets from risk. And that's how I can come in and help you do that. You know, who knew one solution could help transfer multiple risks? You know, fixed index annuities that offer these benefits can provide the opportunity to reduce other retirement risks that you're facing, such as the 401k, the 403b, the 457, the TSA, the TSP, because generally those are all in risk, unless you're in a money market account making what, 1.5% maybe, if you're lucky? I don't know. You know, the longevity risk is the risk of outliving your retirement. That's a risk that you're facing every day, especially if you're in the Wall Street casino. What about inflation risk? That's important. You know, I certainly remember when a candy bar was a nickel. Now the same size candy bar is $1.29, and it's actually smaller, I think. But that's the risk of inflation eroding your retirement income's purchasing power. And here's a biggie. Your financial planner, stockbroker, probably won't talk about this too much. Sequence risk. That's the risk of negative market returns. Oh, you're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. Don't worry about it. You're going to come back. Well, you know, a 30-year-old has time to come back, don't they? Does a 50, 60, or 70-year-old have time to come back? Probably not. Yeah. You know, back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, I met a lot of people that had, I don't know what you want to call it, intuition or a premonition, and they got out of the market before it tanked. And so they didn't lose a dime, which was really cool. And then we moved them over into safe stuff, got out of the risk products and put them into safety where they can't lose the principal or the gains. You know, reasonable range of return, a lifetime income. You know, they can take out 10% a year penalty free if they want. And the nice thing about it is when they die, whatever's left in there is going to go to their beneficiaries. So think about that. That sequence risk is very important because if you're in the market, you know, it's crazy. You know, CBS News reminds us that there are many risks that we face developing the financial plans today. The longevity risk is often the one most overlooked. It relates to the risk that our money won't last as long as we do. It's a scary thought, especially when we think about the fact that usually when we retire, we no longer have the ability to generate more income. Filling the pipeline. You know, right now you're filling the pipeline. You're going in, you're punching the clock, or you're doing what you're doing. You're filling the pipeline. Well, when you retire, you're not filling the pipeline. Now you're living off of whatever you put in and whatever it's gained. And if that's in the risk pool, that's dangerous. That's risky. You know, I like the analogy of the poker game. Heads up poker. You know, they're playing Texas Hold'em. And this is on the Poker Channel. Sometimes I used to watch it. And there's a guy and a gal, and the guy says, you know, in his mind, he says, I've got her beat. I know I do. So he takes his chips and he says, all in. Of course, she's looking at him like, what an idiot. You know, what do you got? I think I can beat you. But when the man goes all in with his chips, does he go all in with his 401k and his 403b, et cetera? Does he go in with his kids' college fund? Does he go in with his mortgage? If you're in a 401k, 403b, et cetera, and you're in the market, you're all in. And if something happens to the market, what's going to happen to you in your retirement? I mean, I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. But the bottom line is that longevity planning is so important. And as I said earlier, many of you are making a huge mistake by choosing that type of retirement planning. You don't need to. There's other ways out there that you can do this, okay? And you know, the thing is that 30 years that we talked about after retirement, wow, that's a long time. You know, maybe you like to travel. Maybe you like to buy a second home. Maybe you like to play golf a lot at the top courses, which cost money. You know, maybe you're into classic cars like me. You know, maybe you and your family like to take a lot of trips every year. It takes money to do that. And when you have to rely upon a product that's invested in risk, it's not going to be too pretty, especially if the market decides to go. And as I said, you know, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade. And it's corrected several times back, you know, last year in 18. And it's going to correct again. We've got corrections in there. But those three questions that I brought up, you need to get with your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, and ask them, can I have a guaranteed lifetime income that's not in risk and fees? See what they tell you. Second one is ask them, can I outlive my money in my 401k, 403b, et cetera? I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that room. And then this is a biggie. How bad will the next 08 affect my retirement living? Well, we've got you diversified. We've got you in 42 different pots of risk. I like that. You know, we got you diversified. Well, their diversification is just different pots of risk. And what is risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, REITs, real estate trusts. These are all things you can lose every single penny in. And if that's your retirement money, if that's your play money, that's a different story. If you like to gamble like that, do it. But don't gamble with your retirement money, your dignity money. That's the money you got to live on to take care of yourself and your family. You know, the golden years, that's what you plan for. And many of you didn't get up, many of you didn't go to vacations a lot, didn't take vacations a lot on a regular basis. Many of you didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. You know, you got up every morning, you put your feet on the cold floor, and you went to work, and you put money in your retirement. You put money in, you put money in, you put money in. And now you want to enjoy what you did, what you worked hard for. You know, when the risk factor happens, it may not be as nice as you're planning. So if I can help you with that retirement blueprint that I have for myself and for my clients, let me know, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Hear the word diversification a lot. Yes. It's a big word.
It is.
Literally. And the thing about diversification, if you're diversified in stocks or if what you call class diversification, so what's the difference between what a stockbroker might do and what a safer money specialist might do?
Well, when they say, when the financial planners and stockbrokers say diversification, we've got you diversified, all they're doing is just moving you in different pots of risk. And I had a lady last week tell me, you know, I've heard your radio show and I'm strictly in low risk. And I said, what's the key word here? And she paused a minute, and she didn't grasp it. And I said, what did you just say? She said, low risk. I said, risk is risk. I don't care if it's low risk, medium risk, or high risk. It's still risk. That is not true class diversification. Class diversification is real estate, is metals, gold, silver, platinum, is liquidity, liquid money. Something you can get to within, say, 24 to 48 hours. And it's a safe insurance indexed annuity that you can get gains on without getting any losses on, providing you follow the rules. And they're simple. Don't take out more than 10% penalty free, and don't break the contract early. It's that simple. It's not brain surgery. So think about it. True class diversification, you should have some of those things. You know, when the broker says diversification, when he's diversified you, it just moves different pots of risk. He might have you in low risk, medium risk, and high risk, depending on what your age is and when you plan on retirement. That's how they're planning for you. but it's still risk. Risk is risk. You know, I'm too old to lose my money. I can't afford to go backwards. I wish I could. You know, Spence just said he was taking us back to 72. I was ready to go. You know, 72 was a pretty good year, you know, and I enjoyed myself. But yeah, reality, yeah, we can't go back. So we have to plan properly, and we have to use our intelligence about this. You know, just because you work for XYZ company and they've got a big company that's offering their 401ks and helping you. Remember, they're full of risk and fees. Fee, 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 and it's not that French poodle down the street. If you didn't know you're paying fees in your 401k, 403b, et cetera, don't feel bad. 83% of Americans did not know they were any fees in their 401k, 403b, et cetera, according to AARP. But there are. And guess what? You know how interest compounds, which is nice. We like that compound interest. Yeah. Well, your fees are compounding. Yeah. The more you make, they're compounding, and they're costing you more, and they're costing you more, and they're costing you more. And, you know, this year we're going to be talking about the fees and how they're generated and where they're going in your 401k. Because it's important you understand that. Whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? Well, it comes from you. You need to do your own due diligence. As Spence said, ask the questions. Ask the person the questions. Can I lose my money? How can I lose my money? Am I paying fees? Oh, how much? How much are the fees I'm paying? Who am I paying them to? When can I get my money out? And is there a fee to get that out? You know, be careful with these life settlements out there, by the way. You know, there's some agents out there selling these things. And you have, if you got an IRA, especially, make sure you ask the questions about the fees in there, because there's fees in that. They have to be, they have to charge you to oversee your IRA, okay? Find out about those fees, but be real careful with the life settlements, okay? That's something that you, that's an investment that you want to look at hard, because your money may be tied up for a period of time, and that's something that you want to take a look at. Always ask the questions. If you feel comfortable after you got the answers, then go into that. You know, that's up to you, because it's your money. I never tell anybody where to put their money. I make suggestions. My clients ask me, what would you do if this were your money? What company would you go with? What product would you look at? I can tell you what I got my money in. You know, I own three of these. I own one fixed and two indexed, because I want that guaranteed lifetime income that I can't outlive. You know, I'm not silly. I mean, I could put my money anywhere. Now, I did diversify a little bit, so to speak. I took, I think, $1,200, and I bought some cannabis stock over a year ago. It's with a company out of Israel. They're doing cancer research with cannabis. But that is play money. That's not the money I got to live on. That's not in my IRA. I don't own a 401k, but that's not in my IRAs. Because that's risk. I could lose that $1,200 very easily. But that's not going to change my life. That's not going to stop me from living and eating and traveling and doing what I want to do. The majority of you are in the 401k, 403b, 403bs, I mean 403bs, 457 plans, TSAs, TSPs, etc. You're in there with your money. That's your dignity money. Please be careful. If I can help you, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
So you talk about like the play money and the cannabis stock and things like that.
Yeah.
So when you look at what you do and what you've done for many, many years, why do you only offer the annuities to people and not some of the risk products? You stick to annuities.
Well, number one, I don't believe in the risk products, especially after 50. Now, I had risk when I was younger, okay? I had mutual funds and some stuff, which was okay. But as I got older, I know that I can't afford to lose stuff. The other thing is I'm just insurance licensed. I don't want to be securities licensed. I do not want to be a broker. I do not want to be a financial planner because I don't want to offer risk. I've seen too many people lose their life savings in Wall Street, and it's not good. You know, back in 08 and 09, I remember a lady, very specific. She bought, her and her husband bought long-term care for me, and very nice people. And he was in the Navy, and he had a financial planner. And this guy had them into some high-risk products, and they were into their 80s. And when he passed away, she called me, and I came out and I took a look at exactly what they had there. And I'll tell you something, if that was my mother or my grandmother, and I saw her in the type of risk that within her, I would have personally called the financial planner, the stockbroker myself, and I would have reamed him. Because for that, for her, that was all she had. She had $300,000 to her name, and her house was paid for. And who knows how long she was going to live. I think she was 78, and I think he was over 80. And I don't agree with a lot of the things that they do. That's just a personal opinion. You know, I'm entitled to that. They're painting everyone with the same brush, Spence. A 60-year-old, a 50-year-old, an 80-year-old. I don't like that. To me, that's not right. And so I try to make sure that my clients are safe and protected. And I think the indexed annuities is the best vehicle for that. It lets lets us participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. So in my opinion, it's a win-win. Again, that's my opinion. I think it's a win-win for everybody. It lets you participate in some of the upside, but never the downside. In fact, when we get together every year over the phone, through the mail, or in person, we'll never, ever, ever be talking about your losses, because there won't be any, providing you don't take out more than 10% penalty-free or don't break the contract early. Now, you can also get a lifetime income. That's the two ways to take money out. You can take 10%. Most companies of what you put in, or some companies 10% of what the account grew to, or you can take a lifetime income. And a lot of people want that income because they know that they need to live. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. You know, why wouldn't you? In fact, I throw this out there all the time. If anybody out there has a problem going to their mailbox once a month and picking up a check for the rest of their life, please call me or please email me and let me know what that problem is. I'd like to know. That's a problem I'd like to have. And guess what? I'm not ready to turn my income on yet, but when I do, I will get that for the rest of my life. And you can also have an electronic fund transferred into your account. You don't need to take a paper check. But I think it's important to keep people's money safe. And I love what I do. I get excited every day with all the people that I meet and help. You know, and again, thank you for everyone last year for their business. All the clients that I met last year.
You had a party.
We did.
You always have a party.
Yeah, in December. Yeah, we had it over at the Manhattan. Thank you for having faith in me and thinking about me and letting me help you protect your assets and stuff. You know, it's very nice to be able to get that. You can't buy referrals, by the way. And I do get a lot of referrals throughout the year. And that's important because they have to be earned. So if I can help you keep that money safe, sleep at night, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and I will promise you, I will help you get it safer.
So we're going to come back at 60 seconds away. Remember, it's always good to take notes with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We're heading towards that 9 years on the air here, proving really out loud every week that you're doing something good, because you wouldn't be able to go on this long if you weren't serving people in the way that they want to be helped and served. You know, somebody, hey, what the? It's never happened.
Yeah, and I appreciate
you. You've really run a nice. And the other thing I will say about Ron Grant, I talked about his party. Every single thing you do seems to involve a charity, even with your party for your fun.
Yeah.
They bring a toy.
Toy for the
and
kids.
And that goes towards, and you buy them dinner.
Yeah.
If I bring you a toy, will you give me dinner?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, excellent. But it's always something like that, whether it's a car show or things like that. You're always first in line.
It's important to give back, Spence.
And you do. Yeah. And we do appreciate that. So let's carry on here. And knowing you the way I've known you for 9 years, and that people have access to you through the air, through the car shows, through a one-on-one meeting, occasionally the dinners, why is it really important to what sort of get to know or at least do a background check on anyone that you're putting your money with? Why do you think it's necessary for people to do this?
Well, I think it's necessary to check anybody out. If you're going to have a contractor at your house do work, or you're going to a dentist, excuse me, for the first time that you've never been to before, check their license out. I mean, if someone's touching your money, I think it's important that you check them out. I mean, again, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. I think at least twice a year you should be checking your insurance agent out, your financial planner, your stockbroker, to see if maybe things have changed. Maybe they lost the ability to help you legally. Maybe they lost their license, or maybe they've been fined, or maybe they've been reprimanded by the state or the federal government, depending on what license they hold. And I think it's important because knowledge is power. You need to know that. And so if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and up top there's some buttons up there, and there's ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and philosophy on business, and I think it's important. If you're going to work with somebody, you should know their mission statement and philosophy. The second thing is you're going to see a little bio on myself. My daughters Ricky and Randy, you know, Ricky works with me part-time. You know, I'm past president of the chamber. I've sat on nonprofit boards. I'm in charity car clubs, things like that. And then the last one is the ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance, because I'm licensed in multiple states, but we're talking about California. So we want you to – it's a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. I've given you my license number. You can submit a query into the state. And what are you going to find when you get on there? First of all, you're going to see is my license current. And I can't tell you how many times that I see licenses that aren't current. It's inactive, but we hear of them doing business. In fact, Spence brought this up many times. There's guys the last couple of years that have come up here, either that live in the area or come up from the LA area, that weren't licensed to take money. And they were financial planners or stockbrokers and took money from people, elder abuse. And these guys have been caught, and they're criminal, and they're in prison. Or they were in prison. So thing is, it's important that you do that. Make sure their license is still current. You're going to see if my continued education courses are current. Then you're going to see all the companies I'm appointing with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. I'm appointed by companies to help you. I'm not a captive agent that gets his cell phone and desk and medical paid for by a company. I have no loyalty to those people, no loyalty to those companies at all. I don't push the products that they want me to push. I help the client based on the companies that are out there, the products that are out there, and they've got to earn our business. It's got to be right for you, because I get paid from the company if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, and it generally comes out of their marketing budget. Not so with your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k. Comes out of your pocket. Big difference. Then you're going to see, have I had any consumer complaints? That's you guys. And if so, how were they handled? And then you're going to see, has the state of California ever had to reprimand me? And how was that handled? And that's important. If you want to work with me, please check me out first. Below the insurance commissioner is the National Ethics Association. That's the NEA. They've done their due diligence on me, and you can contact them through the 800 number or through the website. I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you take the time twice a year to check out your people, your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent, because things may have changed. And if it's your money involved, you want to make sure that it's safe and it's protected the best you can. You know, I know it's not protected in Wall Street, but at least you need to know if there's a problem, and hopefully you get on it early enough. That's my 2 cents.
And 2 cents, if you put it in a fund.
Yeah. And just doubles every 10 years.
Yeah, rule of 72. Let's make right. that happen. Chick-fil-A giveaway is coming up.
Yeah. Get ready. Get ready. Chick-fil-A giveaway. I love it.
Love the Chick-fil-A. Get ready to email, folks.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 MasterCard or Visa. To qualify for the $100 MasterCard or Visa, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive. and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, Chick-fil-A giveaway.
Yes, we're going to do it right now. Robert, thank you, Robert, here in Ventura at the Chick-fil-A. He's the owner. He's a great guy. He's been giving gift cards out for many years to my listeners, and we're going to do it again today. I'm giving two cards to two people. I will personally mail them out to you on Monday. So in the subject line of the email, I need the word chicken. I need you to put your name, your phone number, and your address. I need to give that to Robert. That's his request. But I do need the address so I can send you the cards. First two people to do it right now will be the winners. I'm going to give two cards to two people. Last week, 13 people. Boom, right out there. But, you know, it just goes on the seconds. I mean, it was like, I don't know, what do you call it? It was timed up there. You know, you can see it on my
email. Yeah, you know exactly where it goes.
So you know exactly when they come in. So, that's what it is. And, you know, it's funny. I haven't had any repeat winners, which is really strange. You know, you would think you get...
We have a few people who like to get in on the contests, and sometimes they keep going at it. But that just means you got a large pool, and some people have skills. Some people get in there with a fast
dialing email. For dollars.
That's right. Who was the host?
Who? Oh gosh, what was his name?
Was it Jack?
Dialing for dollars.
Dialing for dollars. I'm going to have to look. Janis Joplin mentions it in her song Mercedes Benz. Dialing for dollars.
I think it was his name. He was Jack.
Was it Nars? Jack?
I think it Nars. Yeah, Nars. That makes sense. Yeah, Jack Nars. I can see his face right now. And I shut my eyes, I can see his
what
face.
What a show.
Yeah, that was good.
Dialing for dollars.
Oh, yeah.
But we carry on here.
Yes.
With Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to see this written down because that's the only way I can pronounce it. Fiduciary. That is kind of a big shot word.
Yeah, it is.
I'm fiduciary.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, what is the impact of that? What does it mean to somebody if somebody uses the title fiduciary?
Well, what it is it's supposed to mean you're supposed to do the right thing for the client. You're a fiduciary. You have their best interests at heart. And, you know, what happens is a lot of financial planners and stockbrokers have to be fiduciaries. Okay, it doesn't mean they're doing it right, but they have to be. Or they're supposed to be fiduciaries. All right, let's put it that way. What happened a few years ago when President Obama was in office? Senator Warren went to President Obama and said, listen, we need to come up with a new law, the Department of Labor law. We need to make anybody that's helping people with retirement accounts, whether they're insurance agents, whether they're financial planners, whether they're stockbrokers, they need to be a fiduciary. And the reason that is because Elizabeth Warren's mom wanted to get a hold of her either stockbroker or financial planner, I don't know which, and couldn't get a hold of him. He was on a free trip that a mutual fund company supposedly sent him on. And she was livid that this guy is making money and going on trips and stuff like that. It's crazy. So she went to President Obama. They came up with a law, and they made it a law. And what happened was, as an insurance agent, we had to now, if it was a retirement plan, we had to be a fiduciary person. Even though, Spence, I take the fiduciary responsibility every day. I always have. I always do what's right for the client. If you need a special word or a law that says you have to be this, I think you're in the wrong business.
I have a title of I am not a bank robber.
That's right.
Yes,
I'm not a bank robber.
I had to work for that.
That's right. You're
That's
not a bank
says
robber.
I'm not a bank robber.
I love it.
But isn't it is kind of funny when you bring it up that way. It's like you have to take a quiz, a test to get a title, to be honest.
Well, it's not so much a quiz or test, but what they're trying to do, and you know, really what happened is it hurt the older people in retirement planning, and this wasn't good. For instance, most of the companies in California that had products that you could go up to like 79 in, they backed them down to 52. So that gives less opportunity to some older people to get a good retirement plan because of this. And I know when President Trump came in, he finally got that he got that set aside where now the insurance agents don't have to be a fiduciary. But again, you're either doing the right thing for the client or you're not. I mean, I was a Rotarian for years, and, you know, they have the four-way test. And the bottom line is, you know, if you have to have a test to make you ethical and to do the right business, I think you're doing the wrong thing. That's just my personal opinion. But that's how the word fiduciary came into my world as far as legality, as far as the Department of Labor said, hey, you know, you got to fill out this paperwork if you're doing a retirement plan. And it's funny. Why wouldn't you have to fill it out if it wasn't a retirement plan? Oh, you mean the people, you have to be more ethical with the people that have retirement plans than the people that don't have retirement plans? See, that doesn't make any sense either. It didn't make any sense to me on what they were doing. But it's now gone. I, as an insurance agent, don't have to follow that rule. The only thing that I feel bad about is the companies that changed the age group have still left it that way. So the reason I say that is because I had a 67-year-old a couple weeks ago that wanted this one product from this company, and it would have fit him so well, but they only went to 52 before he would have been able to buy it. And so we had to change products. I had to change companies, and it really wasn't the best thing for the client. And it really, you know, it was bothersome to me because I knew what the best thing was. It was this client A and this product A that fit him to a T. Now I had to take client A and I had to move him over to product C. And he was okay with it, but we didn't have a choice. And that's the thing I think that the people got hurt the most is the older generation. So anyway, that's my two cents.
All right, we are back in just 60 seconds with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Talk about the gift card for a moment.
Yep. If you are between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe with me, I will meet with you and give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa, no obligation. We're going to show you how to stop paying the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company. We're going to show you how to have a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And we're going to show you how to keep that money 100% safe and everything. And all you have to do is give me a call, 805-660-1313. Let me sit down and help you keep that money safer.
Will Hart is here.
Hey, Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
Going wonderful. I like seeing the sun.
Yeah, we got nice weather. It's awesome. If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he is my metal man. Takes care of my clients and me with gold, silver, and platinum. And I think it's important because, remember, we talk about true class diversification. That's important. So answer me this. Why is it important to have the real deal, gold, silver, and platinum, versus this paper stuff?
Yeah, that's the question I get asked all the time. And the reality is, when the market goes south, not if, when the market goes south, the principals then can reach in and grab the actual physical bars that your piece of paper is leveraged against. And a lot of people that I talk to like the idea of having the real McCoy, not potentially a piece of paper that's leveraged that they may end up having nothing backing it. They like the idea of knowing that their physical bars, coins, you know, gold, silver, is in their vault. It's in their safety deposit box. It's at a depository, you know, with their name on it. So that's and that's exactly how I feel.
Sure. What about the privacy issue when someone buys gold or silver from you? I mean, I know I've bought it from you and several of my clients, you've helped them. But talk about privacy, because I know a lot of people are concerned. They don't want someone, whether it's a relative or anybody, to know what they're buying.
Sure. So when a client buys precious metals from us, the only two people know about it is us and the client. That's it. We don't do any reporting. Obviously, with an IRA, I mean, it's listed in the retirement account. But as far as on a cash purchase, I mean, again, we have no responsibility to provide any type of reporting about what the person bought. So it's a very private transaction. When it gets shipped to their home, it's literally invisible. It doesn't say gold anywhere on it. To the driver, it's a box of bathroom tiles. And it has to be there. Somebody has to be there signed for it. And then they put it wherever they want to store it in a safe place.
Sure. And then how do people, in other words, what do they do with it? What are the options that they can buy it and then store it or keep it? What is that option out there for them?
Yeah. So the two options is, again, one is a cash purchase where the metals get boxed up and shipped right to the client's home. The second option, which tends to be a little bit more popular, and I think that's just simply because most people have their nest egg in a retirement account, and that's 401k, 403b, 457, whatever it may be. They can roll over tax-deferred, penalty-free, their portion of their retirement account into a precious metals retirement account. So we will help them create a precious metals IRA, which then gets fulfilled with actual physical gold that the client wants. And those metals can be stored at a depository. We work with the Delaware Depository in Wilmington, Delaware, or if they want to store it on their own. But those are definitely two options that people have to protect their portfolio.
Okay. If you would like some gold or silver or platinum to diversify, true class diversification for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Will Hart. Like I said, he's helped me with my IRA, and he's helped several of my clients. Buddy, thanks for taking a little bit of time on the weekend. Have a great rest of the weekend, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Thanks.
And there he goes, Will Hart.
Good advice. Always good advice.
So give us your number. We got to go.
805-660-1313. Let's everyone have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this Mailbox Money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.